stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen,
me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It is Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Whoops, nothing, pull my dick out of your ass and do it fast. Because tonight I fuck with no class. Delicious is my cum, dripping down an ass of a man in a bum. No man!
Oh, I don't know if it's gonna work. Wait, what do you think?
I wanna fuck Chinese sluts all night.
I think you got a cold, man.
Yeah. I don't know much for you there.
Yo, Boof is my aunt and she cleans my house and she pulled out of the driveway and said that there's like six girls outside, like, wanting to come and talk to us. So, I hop on the four-wheeler. Novak jumps on the back naked.
I thought you were taking your daily stroll.
No, no. Well, listen. So we hop on the four-wheeler, and we go out there thinking that it's, like, you know, 21 and over, like, chicks just wanting to talk or whatever. Dude, there was, like, an 11-year-old there holding cookies. It was, like,
they spelled his name. They spelled BAM.
And they gave me chocolate cookies with my name spelled out. Meanwhile,
my
Novak's
dicks
on
are swinging in the wind.
Oh, man. And they're neighbors, too, so.
Oh, you are.
Wait, it was just the kids or the parents?
No, it was like, I think the oldest chick was 18.
18. She had big tits, though, dude. I would have banged her.
She's probably putting it up on his website right now.
I didn't introduce it anyway. It's already up.
So we got authority up.
You're a fucking faggot, man.
I fucking love G. G would be.
I'll
so
kill you so you can't see your fucking little kid.
You're an out of shape Rambo, dude. I love you. You're just a terminating motherfucker.
Listen to this email that I just read. See.
Oh, it's so true. I know what he's gonna say already. It's so true.
Hey, Bam Bam, have you checked out Ryan G's website recently? He posted a picture of himself in Haggard where he was like handsome and shit. And then I saw the Him vs. Bam DVD, and he just looks like a 50-year-old man, Xander from Belgium.
Hey, that's true. Why would you ever post a picture of yourself? Because you're anything but attractive.
I'm
seriously.
I'm hell.
Your stomach's fat as shit.
Why don't you just go back to the fucking beach, you piece of shit? Why'd you come back?
Don't let Novak go to the beach.
Dude, it wasn't that bad, right?
He ruined my beach trip. You have no clue how much of an animal this guy is. Seattle City, Novak, with no money, no phone, with 10
Vito had all my shit.
He's with 10 girls, and they all hate him.
Wasn't he kicking it with baby's mom out there?
No, I didn't know one of them was his baby mama. I had no clue that many girls could hate him, including the mother of this.
Rick, I had like a fucking child, like a fucking parental day on the beach, dude. It's like 8 a.m. I've been up all night, haven't slept a minute. And Rake's like, dude, this is like a family trip. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's me, my baby's mother, and my unborn baby on the fucking beach. And every girl hates me because they're all I got my mean-ass haircut, and, you know, I'm not wearing a hat on the beach. All her friends want to kill me anyways because I knocked their friend up and said later. And, like, I'm such a drunk piece of shit. I'm going to the Barbie.
As always, fucking asshole, man. He was sitting there with borrowed shorts, bitching and complaining on the beach. Oh, Rick, I'm going to go to the bar. I'm like, fine, we'll go to the fucking bar. You can ditch your kid and ditch your freaking baby mama, and we'll go to the bar.
Ming, bitch.
We get to the bar, he kicks his feet up, he's drinking a beer, and then he forgets because he's so wasted. He's like, Rick, I'm going to go to the bar. I'm like, dude, you're at the bar. I can't bring you more to the bar than you already are. You know?
Then I get back to her house. I want to take a shit on the sofa so bad.
Why?
Just because I had
to shit. You're being an asshole.
I was naked. I sat naked in some fucking beachgoer's house with like 18 dudes in the room just leisurely smoking a stoke naked.
No, downstairs.
I'm like, I'm taking a shit. Rake's like, you take a shit, I swear. You're my only ride back. Everyone else left you. You're getting left. Everyone that took me there left me because I was so hell.
Dude, you're so lying. It was all girls downstairs. I'm watching TV. All of a sudden, you just hear fucking screaming downstairs like, ow, get him out. Get out of here! And I'm like, just get the fuck out! And he's like, well, take me back to Westchester then! That was it. That was him holding him hostage with a sick ass.
So, Novak, why'd you miss the show last week? Thank God.
Because he was at the fucking Because
I got
beach,
left,
man.
Dude, at the fucking beach. Fuck, man.
Did
dude,
you get lucky?
Stop eating and just fucking listen for a minute, dipshit.
That's
I got
your
left
best excuse.
Beach.
Stop eating.
I got
fat.
Left at the beach with my
Come
baby's
up with something
mother.
Better, you piece of shit.
I felt like a real asshole, dude, because I walk in the bar. They're like, dude, your baby's mother's here. I am terrified. I go right to the bar, 10 shots of Crown. Look over. She's there. I walk over to the table where they're at. I can't fucking figure out who she is. So then I come back and make your mom take me over to her, dude. I felt
no.
so bad. Your
Bruce,
mom said I wouldn't invited to the wedding
Bruce
either.
Took her over. Took you over.
Dude, no, that
or
you
your mom?
Fucking
was
hell,
it?
Man. Yo, so I missed my flight from L.A. yesterday, and I just got in this morning.
Yeah.
And so guess what I spent my day doing yesterday, because I had nothing to do. I'm
hanging out with Steven.
No.
Fucking.
No. I was sunbathing with Steven Dorff.
This guy went from, like, C-list to A-list celebrity.
No, he went from... That's like a D-list celebrity.
See, you're talking way too much.
He's that dude in that Britney Spears video when they're filming when they're at the Palms, and he's like the jealous boyfriend. He's throwing all kinds of shit and stuff, and the paparazzi's taking photos. You see it?
Yeah,
he's
like,
in Blade.
He was in Blade.
Where can you see Blade?
He's in
Which
Zoolander
one?
For like a hot second.
What's he do? Is he the bad guy? The main bad guy?
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Brandon's not watching movies that Rambo threw.
That cut a lot of people off.
What hot ass chick walked up to you guys?
So I'm sunbathing with Steven Dorff, and then Daryl Hannah shows up.
Oh, man.
Where were you in? Malibu?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Dude, this guy's on some other level shit, man. You better catch up.
Too bad you weren't there.
I was sunbathing with fucking Novak and his baby mama while he's hitting on all her friends. Like,
yeah.
These girls fucking suck. They ain't giving me nothing. I'm like, Novak, your pregnant girlfriend is right next to you.
And she's
I
overlooked
fucking
that, dude.
In
that's
hell.
Friend.
Just threw Novak loose under the fucking pier in what's that beach where we went to the Warped Tour with the whole
community? Oh, Asbury Park.
Yeah,
Asbury
that place Park. Is a ming hole, man.
That's Planet of the Apes, man. That's where they found the Statue of
really?
Liberty buried.
No shit.
Yes. No.
Asbury Park.
Serious?
Wait, do you really want to know where they did that?
Where? Asbury Park, I'm telling
No! They did it at Cabo San Lucas.
Oh, did they?
No, I'm telling
no.
you.
No!
But I got the idea ball. From Asbury
from
Park. There's a whole community of homeless living under that pier, and they all got individual bunkers dug out with numbers so they can get their mail.
Dude, sign me the fuck up for that place.
They got little shells.
Dude, how could you, like, just live under the fucking boardwalk? Like,
that
dude,
song was so appealing.
How
can
you, you be so hell to where, like, your bed is just the sand underneath the shitty boardwalk where, like, drunk dudes barf and piss and shit underneath
A five-letter word makes it bearable. Drugs. It's all...
Do you think that, yeah, but some of the bums, like, probably can't get drugs one day, so they just gotta power it out all sober?
Oh, they just fucking work all day.
They all
left.
Want drugs, and they all watch each other's backs.
Yeah.
And they don't, therefore, they don't have to wash at all. The tide comes up and cleans them at night.
Dude, when you're getting high, last thing you think, the only what do you think about is the water going in the needle, man. Fuck that shower shit.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to think about it. You know tide I mean? Comes up and takes care of it.
Dude, I woke up one morning in the bed house. I was sleeping at. Swear to God, a fucking rat was on my leg.
Yeah,
I swear to God, man.
Is that in the movie?
Did you fuck
it? Yeah,
it's
in there.
You ever fuck a jellyfish?
I'd do it for a fucking couple bucks.
You got a microwave at first.
I would do it for literally a couple bucks right now because I am flat broke.
Yeah, I heard you're taking up some odd jobs.
Oh, dude, I'm working. Yeah. I can get in where I fit in at this point, dude.
What do you mean, odd jobs? What's that supposed to mean?
Weren't you working in a shed? Fucking with a shitbird?
Yeah, dude, I'm down there working with shitbirds now doing cleanup detail.
I got a bone to pick with shitbird.
He'll be here in a bit. We'll talk to him.
Is he coming?
Carl. Shitbird's a piece of shit.
Listen to this. Here's a good email. Dude, you guys talk way too much about sucking dick, and I want to get my 2 cents worth in. In depth, suck a one-eyed monster for $1 million, except there's no way I'd suck Rake up. My nuts smell...
Suck them off?
My nuts smell enough. Could you imagine how this smell?
What?
By the way, Missy seriously looks like she got shot in the face, or maybe she hits the crack pipe too much. I really don't know. I really don't know, but would it still be cool if you'd send me naked pictures of her so maybe I'll change my mind? Yeah, dude, G-Unit sucks rabble, rabble, rabble.
What the hell's G-Unit got doing it?
Glad I don't know. They were probably high when they wrote it.
That's a great Jesus. Fan.
You always say that at the end. No back
oh, is that what it is?
It's a thing.
Great
to see anyone can afford a serious radio.
Dude, so you're gone, man.
Huh, me?
Yeah, you were gone.
What else did you do out there?
I think
Dude,
tell us about your trip, asshole. You do all this
when
bullshit.
I go to L.A., the most random things just happen. Like, you know, I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to go out to, I decide to go to Chateau Marmont and have a drink. And I'm like, I'm just going to sit there and see what happens. I sat there. I had a few gin and tonics. Next thing you know, Maroon 5 comes up.
Oh, that fucking faggot.
Hey, come on. They were all right.
Oh, yeah, they're nice guys, but damn, their music just sucks.
No, but it was cool. So we went to...
It wasn't Marcy Playground?
We went to this fucking place, man.
Might as well
called the Moon.
Block.
Like, paparazzi. Then I show up at Koi. I have dinner with Hulk Hogan again.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, apparently there's this whole website about how me and Mick Hogan are, like, best Hollywood buds.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone told me that, you know, we actually went to that Raw thing a couple nights ago.
Oh, everyone saw you, man. Everybody. I got a million mails about that.
Oh, really?
What'd you get, dude?
Why would they say that?
Dude, they were like, you must have been sitting right next to Nick or some shit like that.
Yeah.
They zoomed in on you. Everyone, with Brandon at the restaurant.
Dude, this guy jumps over, because we had front row, right at the ring. So this dude jumps over. I don't know why he chose where we were sitting, but he did. I'm like, what the hell is this? He comes up and just decks this wrestler. His name was The Edge. And
that's something.
And then these cops just bombard him, and it's just like this big thing, and his face is like really mashed against the ground. And I'm just like, damn, dude, they're really doing a really good job of this fake-ass like fight, you know? And then Nick's just like, dude, that ain't fake. And I'm like, what? Yeah, it is. Like, everything's fake, you know? And then he jumped. The cops throw him over where I am. It lands on me. I fall back in my chair, and then their cameras are all over, and it's live. And I'm just like, holy shit, like, I wasn't supposed to fall back in my chair. What the hell's going on? Nick tells me that the dude who jumped the thing just bought an ordinary ticket, just like anybody else. He used to be in the WWF thing, but The Edge married his new his ex-wife. Oh, so now he married his ex-wife, and then... the WWF company didn't want to cause like all this controversy, so they picked the guy who sold more tickets, and it happened to be The Edge. So they fired the other guy. So he was just like a drunk, bitter dude who flew in to kick his ass.
And he kicked it?
No, he got in one punch.
Busted, man.
And then the cops held the dude open after they like actually got a hold of him, and they let The Edge kick him right in his chest.
Hey, yo,
it was real.
You know what? I thought it was real too. You know, I was getting my tattoo done the other day, and the other dude in the tattoo shop said he has seen that on two prior wrestling matches on TV, so that shit wasn't real, man. That's the third time he's done it since we've seen it. So we're getting the runaround here. But yo, while you were gone, right, man? I think I'm, oh shit. Here's the motherfucker.
Oh!
Down,
I got a phone to pick with you.
Beer, buddy.
Sit down, buddy. Matt's like dealing out beer before he can sit down and talk.
Yeah, because he knows you're pissed off.
Sit the
him.
Fuck down.
Yeah, dude, you're in hot shit. And I'm glad I'm fucking not the.
Matt, sit down and take the damn mic.
Beer, sit down.
Alright, so, Shippers. I go away. Is it working? Say hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Dude. I go to California for a week.
Wait, time out.
I come back. No. Novak went in the hot tub just once by himself. That's it. It was clean. It's empty right now. Why do you keep draining the fucking hot tub? Dude, I talked to people who own hot tubs for years, and they're like, I never met anybody who cleans the hot tub.
But not only does he just empty and clean it, he empties it and takes the whole side apart. And then leaves, and it's only out for 2 days.
Why did you come outside?
What's your deal?
Look. I looked at that water this morning, and it was minging. It had shit floating.
Liar.
There was a leaf floating in like semen.
Who cares?
What are you doing?
Leaves get in water, dipshit. There's trees around.
I see the health problem. I just want
to
drain that shit out.
If I found out there was a gangbang in that thing last night, I'd still jump in.
Really?
I don't care.
You can shock the fuck out of those things with chemicals.
Yeah,
trust
just put a little coin. You don't have to keep the place in the water. Yeah.
Last time he shocked a bitch, it's about 12 at night. I just finished writing. I want to get in there and just chill out. I get in there, turn the fucking... It reeks of chlorine. I turn the jets on. I'm seriously in the hot tub to my waist with my eyes hanging over because they won't stop burning.
Fuck
chlorine.
It's the only way to get them clean.
That's
Shippers, I want to know when it's going to be filled again.
It's filling right now. So
you swear to God?
I swear to God. When we get out there, it'll be like half.
Will it be filled with England? That's what it's filling.
No, I kept all the leaves in there.
But we'll be
put
together
up.
When you leave. Like, will all the pieces be back intact, ready to get in?
Oh, yeah, you can get in there.
When you leave, it'll all be ready to go.
He always leaves it, like, either half-filled or not filled or, like, a few, like, drops that you can't
always half-assed.
Dude, his dick gets hard over that goddamn hot tub every fucking day.
Yo, Matt, you gotta cut the shitbirds in the lawn again. The grass is growing.
Oh, yeah, I need to go back there and
the shitbirds.
Chase it out.
It's good to see you while we're not working together. Hey, I've been working with you last
I know,
week.
What? Dude, you fell off the hill, buddy.
Yeah, what's Novak like to work with?
He's all right, you know, like, he'll hang out and do something.
Does he work hard? Or
yeah, he works hard. We went fishing. Is that what you trying to say?
You went fishing?
You faggot.
Dude, shitbirds, tell me when I came down, I had them big tubes on my fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, he walks in the fucking hobbit hole back there. He's like, shitbirds, where do you want all this stuff? And just as he turns, he breaks every fucking light. Like, all the fluorescent lights on the top of the roof are all busted.
I just break shit.
Glass falling on.
How do I break
shit?
I blow snot rockets and piss everywhere we're working, dude. He hates
it.
Like,
you're fired.
Here's Novak showing up for work. All right, shitbirds, what are we doing?
I know.
And fucking shit swinging back and forth from his nose. I'm
he's always, like, coughing and, like, blowing out snot and, like, all kinds of shit.
And then,
like, and then it's just like, man, I'm sick, man. I need to figure something out. And then he's, like, lighting up a smoke. I'm like, well, that's why you have all that phlegm, you fucking homo. Yeah.
I smoke more than you do, and I don't fucking snot rocket all over. It's like working with a slug, man.
Let's
shit it. All over the place.
yo, let me, I'm going to play a song right now. And, dude, this is... If you like Guns N' Roses, this is the Guns N' Roses of the fucking new millennium. This song, dude, this song is seriously November Rain as far as I'm concerned.
Slash is on heroin, too.
This is Avenged Sevenfold. They look just like them. This song fucking rocks, though. But, dude, if Axl ever heard this, he'd probably fly into Huntington and kick their asses because it sounds just like Guns N' Roses.
Or
really?
Become a drug addict again.
But I don't blame him because, you know, I like Guns N' Roses, but Axl's slacking, bro.
Axl can't be mad.
He hasn't put out an album in decades.
Yeah, he lost his fucking mind.
12 years.
Make up your own decision. Dude, this is November Rain as far as I'm concerned. Here it is. This is Avenged Sevenfold, Seize the Day. I like it.
Oh,
Radio
yeah.
Bam, Sears 28, Faction.
Homo.
G-Unit, bitch.
Seize the day of time, regretting the time you lost. It's empty and cold without you here. Too many people to wake up. Just stay for a while.
action, baby.
My God.
Now back to Radio Bam.
I was Avenged Sevenfold. Seize the day.
I really want to buy the album. Oh, my God.
Dude, how Guns N' Roses with that?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
That sounded all that like Guns N' Roses.
Sounded dude. Like it, didn't it, Matt
Dude,
Cole?
That whole album is Guns N' Roses, Iron Maiden, and Pantera all in one.
Hell yeah.
Axel's hitting the bottle again that beer. And that song.
Oh, dude, if Axel put that in, he'd just be hitting the bottle because like, that song was supposed to be for me.
Oh, Bam. You know who's here?
Who?
Bam. Mac Hall, Novak, Dico, Rake, and G. Okay, good.
You know who else? Guess who Shitbirds brought? Narkill's very own Rich Voss.
That's true. Hey, hey, you there the whole time? I thought you were Oz when you came in. Ah, there he is. Ah, sweet fingers.
That sounded
sexy. We were thinking about doing that AC Dixie, keeping your poop in a jar.
Yeah, why don't you grab that signed Billy Idol acoustic and rock out?
You know it's a signed Billy acoustic.
I had the name
drop.
You
had to plug it. Good plug there. Where are you going?
Yeah, try right over there.
Here,
wireless mic.
Here, take this right here.
Take this. Come on, take
and put on Novak's headphones because all he talks about is sex and fucking.
What else is fun? You tell me.
What else is there?
Ladies and gentlemen, Rich, Narkill's very own Rich Voss.
Hey, Rich.
Check.
Rich is a guitarist that should have done drugs, but forgot.
So what's this song called?
G-Love Can't Rhyme.
Keeping Your Poop in a Jar by AC Dixie.
Oh, we're doing covers now. Nice.
Yeah, we're going to just do a little cover today.
You ready now?
All right.
Cool.
You got to help
and
me
out. Two.
Keeping Poop in a Jar. Hey, you get back, so don't forget just what you are. Keeping your poop in a jar. Well, you took everything, you left something behind for me. Scooped it out, bottled it up. You know any of the fucking words you done, dude. You fucking asshole. I'm all by myself. Yeah. You're just a fucking piece of poop. Oh, keeping your poop in a jar for the day you get back. So don't forget just what you are. Keeping your poop in a jar.
Come on, Rich, I'm carrying it.
Oh, everybody say, oh, keeping your poop in a jar, yeah. For the day. So don't forget just what you are. Keeping your poop in a jar. Keeping your fucking poop in a jar.
You're
keeping your poop. I'm keeping your poop in a jar.
Yeah, it's fucking so disgusting. Why would you ever keep shit in a jar?
So that when she comes back,
before you take her back, you take a big whiff of it, so you don't take her back and just remember that she's shit.
I don't know much, but that was good. Shitbird was so off key, and he knew nothing.
That was a big shot in live radio. He fucked it.
He just woke up to fuck that song up.
If anybody taped this episode, just rewind it, and you'll hear Shitbirds in the back, like, trying to know the words, but it just wasn't happening.
It's like when you see a music video on TV, and they pan out to the audience, and you see a kid just mumbling words, trying to sing along, because thinks it's
cool. Oh, dude. Remember that kid at Alkaline Trio?
That was Shitbirds.
It says, I love my vagina or something. He had this yellow shirt on. Oh, dude, and he was just up front, like, diehard Alkaline Trio fan.
I remember that.
Yeah,
and that was hilarious.
But he didn't know a fucking word, and he was like looking at the singer's eyes the whole time, just trying to feel it. But
and his lips weren't even sinking. Like
he was just opening up his mouth up and down. Like
he's yawning.
It was
the
funniest
time.
Fucking thing I've ever
that
seen.
That was fucking hilarious.
You know what was pretty fucking crazy that day? Shitbirds at Phil and Abe's house. Tell us about the story about that chick that showed up at the door.
Oh my God! What the
this
hell?
This bitch.
Dude,
scared me.
The doorbell rings. I'm there with Booth. Novak's there.
You
Richard's there.
That's scary.
She knocks on the front door, rings the doorbell. I'm like, hello? She says, yeah, I know Bam. I know this guy named Kurt, and I'm here to stay in a room. I'm like,
was she high?
She was about 20 years old. Oh, I'm speaking like, of high.
The bitch,
come in for a second. She came in. I'm like, Booth, like, let's find out who this person
was
is.
Was she humpable?
No,
That just means when Shitbird's done drinking all these Yinglings, it's a yes.
All right.
Did you have any beer in you?
No. We were just in the middle of working and stuff. And she says, April knows about my bite mark that my dad gave me.
Like,
the bitch has a bite mark on her arm. Meanwhile, underneath, she has all this graffiti. I love Bam. People of Bam. I love Josh. With her fiance, who apparently knows you, and Phil and April, who said that she could stay there. And so your mom's talking to this girl on the phone, and she's like, what's your fiance's name? And she's like, Josh. She's like, well, what's his last name? It's really hard to pronounce. I really don't know what it is.
Starts with an E.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So the bitch has a bite mark on her arm that her dad gave her because she wouldn't change the oil in the tractor. And she drew a big... I swear to God.
This is what
she
said verbatim.
She drew a big heart around it, right? So it gets crazier and crazier. Finally, like, oh, he can't stay.
Her dad bit her?
Yes, you don't change that oil. I'm just going to eat you up.
So we got the bitch leaves. They put her out. She's in your driveway now, and guess who drove her to your house?
Who?
Her parents.
Hannah.
An army recruiter. She just came from signing up for the army. She's got an army recruiter fatigues and shit driving to your parents' house.
That's a fake army recruiter.
What the fuck is going on? The one dude you might know.
What was that dude's name? Said he beat the kids up and smashed your mailbox.
I know who that is.
Superman.
It begins with an M.
Marshall or something. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Puerto Rican Latino kid.
Yeah. He drives a truck.
Well, he was there with the recruiter because he was being Marines, I guess. They came in a recruiter car. The bitch was getting dropped off at your parents' house to stay a few days.
She was content on, like, is my room ready?
Speaking
of stoner chicks, I was doing this photo shoot with Vito the other day for some college.
Wait, where is Ape home right now?
She's in LA.
Booth, can we try to get a hold of her? Was she there?
No.
She got phone calls.
Shippers and Booth were there.
She must have been on, like...
No, she was mental. She had some screws loose.
Maybe she smoked some of that wet cigarette.
Pass it on. If that's the case, bitch, let me hit it, man. Simmer down. Seriously.
God,
speaking of fucked up chicks, I was doing this shoot with Vito yesterday, or 2 days ago for this...
Just said it. Stop name dropping.
Whatever. For this college bullshit shit. Whatever. And this girl comes out, she's like... Oh my god, you're fucking Vito. No way. I was partying at Bam's house and stuff, and like, I got photos of it. And she goes back into like where she works, comes back out with a big like 4x6 like fucking poster of like her hanging out in front of the hardgram with fucking Novak naked. She's like, can I smoke you guys out?
Listen to how many times G has to say fucking in between.
Whatever. She's like, can I smoke you guys out? And fucking Vito's like,
knock it off.
Vito's like,
boy.
Let's go to Antonio's house with jalapenos. Next thing I know is he's taking this girl to fucking Antonio's.
So where did that story lead to, you fat fuck?
It means that Vito is
a sick
motherfucker.
Gee, I have a joke that's funnier than that fucking story.
I think Novak is the crazy bait. That's what it is. You're crazy bait.
What did the Mexican say when the building was falling on him? What up, Holmes?
So random, but you're so funny.
That was a good one.
That's so stupid.
Oh, I know.
Just picture this massive building falling on something. Like, oh, shit, what up, Holmes?
Alright, that was good. That was
the building used to be
way better than the Vito story.
So yeah, dude. I
tried to tell something interesting, but I failed. Yeah, what were you doing in Baltimore this past weekend? Up to no good.
How about the guy that you stole all that money from?
So I steal this fucking asshole's money, right?
Well, everybody steals money off as an asshole.
Well, I went to court already. I've been acquitted. The bitch came.
And he was a weed dealer, so he knew he had all his money stashed away.
That's right,
so
bitch. If you're listening, I stole all your money and shot it up with dope and coke in 3 weeks straight, and it was a lot of money. Here's the fucking kickback, bitch. Check this out if you're listening, buddy. You know who you are.
You're gonna get shot, you fucking
bitch. I hope so. Look, the quicker I die, the happier I'll be. I bring the... His girl leaves him, right? This girl loves the shit out of him. He leaves... She leaves him. Therefore, he ends up with my ex-fiancé. So I'm back in Baltimore. The bitch sees me on TV. She's like, hey, Mr. Celebrity. Now, the bitch used to hate the ground I walked on. So now I'm like fucking ultimate revenge. I take this bitch home. I face bang her harder than ever done before. It made a porno look mild, man. I threw this bitch around my room like a fucking 10-cent rat
doll. Just because you knew that she dated him at one point, and
he like loved a French kisser, dude. So therefore, I just took her face.
And then she just saw you in Baltimore, like, hey, celebrity.
Yeah,
and
like you fucked up.
You knew
bitch.
That you're getting down in pants. You took her home and just face banged the shit out. You knocked some of her teeth out.
Dude, I hope I knocked every one of her teeth out, dude. So he sees it, man.
Was she craving your cock or no?
Oh, she was fucking
did
wet.
She love every...
Just because she knew my dick was in my pants, dude.
Could you call her again?
Yeah, dude.
I keep mine in my shirt pocket.
All she wants to do is come to the millionaire's house, dude. I'll pay it. I mean, I don't have any money, but if I had money, I'd pay every one of you guys money to fuck the shit out of us.
Where'd all your good MTV checks went to, buddy?
Bar tabs, bitch.
Where did you face fuck the shit out of her at?
At her fucking house. Made my son at home. The same bed that he used to fucking live in. Actually, I was done. I came, and you know after you come, you usually got a piss or something? Like, I was going to the bathroom piss. I'm like, wait. This is payback. This isn't like a sexual fucking retreat.
You're like,
I seriously
hell.
Pissed the whole way to the bathroom on the floor. By the time I had a toilet, I didn't have to piss anymore.
Like,
suck a dick, bitch, if you're listening.
Oh, okay. Dude, next time you go to Baltimore, oh, dude, if that guy was listening, he would kill you so bad.
Bam, you know, he took your S-55 down.
Yeah, sure I did.
You did not.
He actually is a stupid lie that no one will believe.
Bullshit, man.
He took the,
Gee, did you take my Mercedes out?
Yeah, listen to Gee.
Look at me and say,
such a bitch.
Huh? He did.
Remember, I probably took the deuce and a half down there.
Oh, I forgot to say. So, Boop bought all these groceries today. Oh, this is the best thing ever, and it just gets better. So, I'm like, Gee, why don't you fucking help her? So, he clumsily grabs all this shit, drops like 3 sodas along the way. They explode everywhere. Not to mention, he's wearing my shoes that he never... Are you still wearing those, you fat fuck?
Of course.
Take them off!
Sell them on eBay. That's okay, game on.
Then, so he gets soda all over the shoes, which pisses me off. Then he just grabs like a big tomato thing for like spaghetti and then just throws it on the ground. Then my cats run over there and start stepping on the glass and shit. So then me and Novak go in and steal all of his tripods, and now they're hidden so he can't take any more photos anymore. So then,
that's alright.
Yeah, so then he goes and just takes some of my shit. But now the best thing ever, Waddle G goes to his fucking nice BMW X5,
yeah,
and sees what present he has waiting for him in the passenger.
Yeah, buddy. Somebody's waiting for your arrival.
Is it out
you
there
got something
now?
To do with this?
Oh,
all
it's
day?
Out there now.
Bam's talking about it.
You got something to do with it.
Talk to Bam. What
did you do?
It's all Novak's deal. I just sat there and watched and laughed.
Yeah, look at you getting all serious now.
I'll play a song and then we'll see what you have to do. You know what? Why don't you go look at it now?
Go ahead, bitch.
Better be a Molly Hatchet CD.
Take the mic with you.
Yeah, take the mic.
Think it will?
Look
at him, he jacked his laptop all over the place.
I hope your Ryan G Photography went to shit.
Oh, everyone, if you're listening, RyanGPhotography.com is down. Down and out.
We need medical help.
The motherboard has been deleted.
The leak has been plugged.
The leaked out.
He said motherboard.
Oh, oh, Ryan G just spilled manwich all over the fucking keyboard.
Dude, he left his fucking laptop open. I'm seeing all his naked pictures.
Now the Bam ran out of the room. Let's play some Molly Hatchet.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck Molly Hatchet and suck a dick.
I'm going to post a reply to fucking G now.
Dude, wait a minute. Oh, G's coming back right about now.
While the viewers are gone.
Fuck it. Close.
What was that?
Dude, what? Get out! Come on, stop! Come on, stop! Get him off me, shitbirds!
Here, give me a cigarette. Give me a cigarette.
G,
give me a cigarette. All right, that's enough. You punched him enough.
Fuck you.
Leave him alone.
That's right.
Even me, asshole.
Fucking pussy.
What did he do?
Somebody crapped in your car?
Dude, fucking.
It's working?
Yeah.
Dude took a shit on the side of my truck.
Oh, okay.
Now he's just not inside.
No, because I locked it.
Good thing. How you feel about that, bitch?
He pressed his ass up against his nice silver X5 and shit against the side.
He shit on it? I bet you'll take them shoes off now, won't you, little thief?
I'm selling these shoes on eBay.
They're mine!
Only 3 in the world. It looks like 2 now.
Why does everybody love eBay?
Well, if you shit out there, it must be where we're going to work tomorrow, because he shits and fucking snots and pisses everywhere we got to work.
You better wash it off. That acid in his fucking gut is probably melting through the metal.
Yo.
I'm the help of
you. Oh, gee, you'll probably like this. Did you hear the new Billy Corgan? You love that smash.
Yeah, I like Billy Corgan as well.
Did you hear the new one?
No, actually, I didn't get a chance to hear it.
Hear this shit. It's called Mean Alloy. It's so fucking sick. I'm going to...
Listen to this.
Okay, look, just ignore this. Ignore the shit for just 2.5 minutes and listen to this movie.
Will this calm me down?
It will.
Like therapy?
Yeah, just you can go to the car wash after this, all right?
I want to go look it on.
All right, this song's called Mean Alloy. It's fucking good. This Radio Bear Series 28 Facts and Calm Down Shit Coops.
All right.
Sirius 28 Faction.
Brandon Novak took a shit on Ryan G's car. Matt Cole heard about it. Bam, saw it. I heard from Rick and
I fucked him up for that one.
Rick Moses just in the background. Rick Moses.
That song was good. I like that song. I'm going to.
Do you feel better now, you fat fuck?
I feel better that I fucking punched you.
Dude,
in the
his
face.
Computer took a hard fucking spill, and he loves that fucking computer.
It's a good one, man.
Yo, let's talk to Meredith.
All right. Hello, boys. My vagina stinks like sushi.
Thank you, Miss.
Hello.
Hey,
guys.
Hey. Hey, guys. Hey, Bam.
How you doing?
Why Bam? Why not everybody else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about Shipper?
Hey, Novak, guys, by the sound everybody. Of her voice, would you hump her?
I'd hump a man's voice. I don't care. How you doing, Meredith? What's going on, babe?
Not much. What's up with you?
How old are you?
16.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, there you go. That's all right.
I don't care.
Buddy.
I mean, what, whatever. You wear
that's
thongs?
Cool.
What do you got on, thongs?
No.
What do you got on? Nothing?
If you want.
Hey, I want more than that.
Ew, don't say that.
Have you aim higher.
Have you lost your virginity yet, Meredith?
What?
Are you still a virgin?
To
yes.
An
he means yes.
To an extent.
To an extent.
So am I.
So yeah. What's going on?
My ass has been railed, but not my flower.
Hey, Meredith. Look, I just came up with a perfect idea. If you're a virgin, my dick's so small I can fuck you, and you'll basically still be a virgin when you're done, when we're done. You know?
It's a legal fact.
Come on, man. She's 16 years old. She should be doing a math homework.
Age is a fucking number, dude. Give it a rest.
Age ain't but a number.
Yeah, girl, you're on my page. Yeah,
tell that my page, babe. Age is a number.
Yeah, tell that to the police.
So what's your question, babe?
Yeah, how you feeling, love?
All right, this is for Bam. My question is, if you could legalize... If you could legalize one thing in the world and one thing only, what would it be?
Well, my name's Novak, and I would definitely legalize some form of, like, booger sugar and maybe some heroin.
No. And throw your pussy in on the side.
No, that's a pretty good question. I would legalize changing the speed limit to whatever you want because I'm so sick of having this open road on I-95, and I think that I could handle going 110 in the land.
And every car you own goes at least 200.
Yeah, I agree.
So why can't I just fly through traffic if I feel like I could?
They do it in Germany.
I hate having to look around and seeing like cops in the corner and then hitting the brakes.
Oh,
so
believe
annoying.
Me, here I live in Detroit, and on the street that I have, seriously, people like go like hundreds of miles an hour on our street. They just, it's like a blur when they go by.
That's good. I like this sound.
So wait a minute. The weed's totally out of the question. I mean,
Shitbird,
can I get some help here? I just say the weed, man, for fuck's sake.
April heard that. April's going to give you shit.
I mean, for Novak.
What would you legalize, Deco?
Yeah, good question,
Deco. Jeez. Oh, no. It wouldn't be some kind of drug. I would legalize mailbox baseball because I don't want a mailbox and I don't want mail coming ever. So I would legalize getting rid of all mail in the world. Just get rid of it.
Speed limit is good and beat the shit out of cops.
You know what I'd legalize?
What, Novak?
Oh, I'd legalize the beating of Amish so they have to pay their fucking taxes like everyone else.
They don't pay taxes.
Beat them, I fucking say.
Think about being honest.
Beat them ungodly.
What kind of joker lives in the new millennium like this and doesn't use batteries and
or
fucking
electricity?
They take wagons and shit to 7-Eleven.
Everyone
fucking
sucks.
They're rubbing two sticks together, trying to light up a fucking candle at nighttime, and their fucking wives are all Ming hags, dude. I haven't found one hot Amish.
I wouldn't even fuck Amish, bitch. That says a lot.
I don't know. Alabama doesn't take a battery to use to do a gag of work overtime. Oh, yeah, it sure doesn't, Amish Joe. You fucking filth.
If I was Amish, I'd be brewing my own beer in the barn. I'd be like, here, my mama.
You know what? My name's Novak, and it's what I would legalize is me banging out broads that don't want it. Because, like, you know, why do they gotta call it rape? Like, why can't I just hump them and have my way with them and that'll be the end? I think I should legalize something
that's
like
a good
that.
Point. Rape and prostitution, I'd legalize.
Yeah, right.
It's just so dumb to get locked up for buying sex. And
how about
if a bitch wants to sell it and I want to buy it, man, leave me the fuck alone.
How about you're allowed to run from
true.
The cops?
If you're like a fucking ugly dude like G or something, you can just go and pay for sex. You know?
I got it. Shit. I would legalize.
I'm going to fucking...
I would make it legal to fucking... When you die, instead of just getting stuck in an oven or in the ground, you can pick to do whatever you want with your corpse. So you can fire me out of a cannon into the side of a fucking mountain and explode with dynamite.
We were playing,
everyone would have the best last fucking...
I would have...
Hey, Meredith.
I think we talked.
Sorry, man.
You gave us a great topic there.
You legalized rape and shit
was like
gone.
You legalized rape
and
weed.
Dogs and peanut butter. Midnight fun. That girl loves it.
Yo, she brought his girlfriend over to the house the other day, and he was doing little laps and shit. He broke the diving board because his fat fucking ass won't go to the gym.
Yo, it's in the episode next week.
So his girlfriend, me, Bam, his girlfriend, Missy, we're all in the living room. I'm like, to his girlfriend right in front of you, I'm like, dude, how do you have sex with this fat fuck? Like, his body is not attractive.
Oh, right. And the only retort he had for pussy that night.
The only retort he had was to laugh, dude.
Come on, baby.
Like a piece of shit.
Come on, baby. You're my girlfriend. Just give it to me.
I was just cracking up.
I think he looks all right.
Don't
worry about it, G.
She don't like you for you.
Fuck him, man.
She does not like you for you. She likes you because you bring her to Bam's house. You hang out with all these pro skaters. She does not like you for your fucking looks, dude. Not even your mother likes your looks.
She likes his friends and the lifestyle.
Yeah, that's all. Gee, don't get it confused, brother. She don't love you for you.
Come on, baby, eat out my gill. I did a triple front flip and woodward. Now I got this ruptured spleen. Now lick it.
But thanks to you, you fuckface.
And I did a triple front flip for Bam. See, you know he name dropped to his own bitch. Yo, you know you're bad when you got name dropped to your own girlfriend.
Yo, how many times did you get laid this weekend, buddy?
Quite a bit, dude. More than you, that's for sure. You got a girlfriend. And you got a girlfriend. I get pussy more than you and you have a girlfriend. That's sad.
Yeah. Dude, but I get pussy more than you when I ain't on TV, but
you get ass pussy. That's what you get.
Ass pussy?
I'll fuck a whole wall if I come from it.
Yo, is it a lot easier getting bitches at the beach right now or in Westchester?
Yo, you know what's easier to get pussy? When you're gone. I fell in love while you were gone. To a girl that I really like. I'm taking her to meet my mom this weekend.
Are you kidding me?
Get the fuck out.
You always say this, and then like 2 weeks goes by, and you're like,
the chase is over. I already got her. I don't want to fuck her anymore.
Yeah, you know what Novak is? What? Novak's love is like,
all right,
we went to
dinner. Does she have a good head on her shoulders? Does she have a good job?
Very good. She makes about, I'd say, over through Friday through Sunday nights, bringing in about $4,000.
What?
She's a stripper.
Yeah.
She probably is.
She dances, but that's, yes.
She dances.
Where? She went to dance school.
Where does she dance?
Al's Cabaret.
That's a strip club.
No shit, but she went to fucking ballet classes.
Oh, my. You are not going to take her to...
She made a wrong turn going to work one day.
See, my mom made like these nice reservations.
Wait, I need to know more.
Chris.
I need to know more.
Ruth Chris. I'm meeting Ruth Chris this Saturday with my mom and her.
With what fucking money?
Did
you pay or did she pay?
She paid
it. He calls it Ruth Chris.
Yeah,
it's Ruth's Chris. Ruth like Novak's mom.
Ruth Chris's steak.
She took me to Ruth Chris's steakhouse.
Wait.
Why do you think she has a good head on her shoulders? She fucking rubs her pussy against biker dudes at Al's Diamond Cabaret.
She has a good head.
Which is a financial move. It's all
financial move.
That's what she told me.
Yeah, because she's a stripper. She lies.
She's bettering herself, man.
She's what?
She's bettering herself. With a hot body, why wouldn't you do that?
But what makes her that you would want to take her home to mom?
Because she's
my mom has this jewelry I want to steal, and she can distract her while I get her on the pawn shop.
You have a mind like mine, brother. But
yeah, you're not
eaten away by syphilis just yet.
No, she has a really good mind on her shoulder, man.
On her shoulder.
Very good mind on her shoulder.
Now, why is she fucking you?
Because you're Amish haircut, you piece of shit?
You're Amish.
Yeah, she got a good mind on her shoulder, man. Well, dude, I mean, I was in the middle.
I want to know why you would take her.
I met her at a strip joint where you could bring your own beer, which I saved money.
Went to Al's. You didn't call me. You
so look, I bring her home that night. I think she wants me because she knows I live with him. I'm on TV, all that bullshit.
So already you're off to a bad start.
But it was good to me. And the morning when I was done humping the shit out of her, I left. I had work to do. I came home, my bed was made crisp, dude.
So that's the only reason why you take her on the mom?
I'll marry her, man.
How do you know Booth didn't clean it?
I bet Booth cleaned it.
He needs like a fucking surgical outfit on to go upstairs in my area. Yeah, so Booth's smart in that. But dude, the creases were so sharp with my bed, you could cut butter with it, man. I'm telling you.
I picked up a dirty rubber in his fucking room once.
Dude, you know that gay ass show?
I gotta get that. That's a good fucking line.
You know that gay ass show on MTV called Room Raiders, and then they bring in the flashlight?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Dude, fucking Novak's room would be all cummed up, dude. They'd be cum on the fucking walls.
So bad. You don't know. Their hand would be stuck to it, and I'd have to pry them off.
It'd be like a fucking Milky Way up there.
Why is my host? The host of my site.
Yo, you guys are my friends, man. You should like have my back when I think I'm in love.
Would you tell us, I'm not even going to talk to you, man.
Why, dude? I'm trying to like better myself.
You're not
dude.
Coming out with us tonight. You're going somewhere else.
I'll go to Luke's Cabaret with my love.
So there you go. All you got to do is make.
Are we getting wasted
tonight? You don't give a fuck, man.
You should fuck an Amish girl. If you can fuck an Amish girl,
how much do you pay? Take me tonight. And I'll
do it. If you bang out an Amish girl, man, I'll buy you a new car.
Eat her shoe pie tonight.
Oh wait a minute.
What about me? I'll eat her shit for a fucking new car.
Tell her she's going to be on TV and they're going to film it with hay.
Deontay, I'm so glad. I'll let one of you guys shit my mouth right now for $500, straight up.
No problem,
buddy.
Shit
in your mouth.
You got $500 to cover.
Just stick a song in my ass now.
Yeah, if you want to make some money, I have a stunt for you tonight.
I'm broke, dude.
I can't tell you what it is because I don't want like kids going out and doing
I'm broke,
it.
Dude. I will fucking do anything.
I got like 9 asshole lawsuits.
I bet an Amish girl would.
Let's
dig
stunt
his
up.
Haircut.
Get
like a
stunt
weird,
time,
weird
you have 9 lawsuits right now? I thought it was like...
Yeah, and they're all new lawsuits.
New? That's I thought cool. you had like
Remember when Ryan Dunn was at Duffer's pissing and his ass was hanging out?
Yeah.
Well, like, how long ago was that? 5 years ago?
Yeah,
some dude leads. Wants $300,000 because he's in the background.
Oh, yeah. God.
Fucking fuck yourself,
fucking
you fucking
God.
Faggot.
God, I hate motherfuckers like that.
Like, I got $300.
Why don't you just give me $300,000 and we'll cover this
fucking bottle over here.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't even negotiate with that.
I thought
it
was
even $3,000 is absurd.
If it sprays even a little bit on me, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking pull Ryan G.
That dude should die.
That's gross, dude.
Fuck that dude.
Come on, yeah.
Actually, this...
Oh, you motherfucker!
Oh,
you motherfucker!
Stop it.
Oh! Punch him in his fucking face.
Punch him
in
his face.
You caused that.
Dude, that's some fucking sick shit, man.
You did
shit,
bro.
In the fucking bottle. There's a bathroom right outside the goddamn
radio.
I'm
on air. I'm on air. I can't leave.
What a fucking...
Novak pissed in the bottle and Shitbird drank
dude,
out of
dude,
it.
Dude, you could probably fit your dick in that bottle.
Now that the hair's growing back, dude, my dick's getting smaller and smaller.
So you're not a hair farmer anymore,
you're a
buddy.
You're fucking retard, man.
Yo, bam, I'm in love with her. She's got a good mind on her
my
shoulder.
My site is fucking... I can't get onto my site right now. I can't upload the photo that I'm beating the shit
you
out of.
Stunk the whole room up with
jeez,
piss.
Stop plugging your own shit, you faggot.
And he sits it on the counter.
It's
like,
fucking jammed.
Bam, I'm getting so many hits right now. My site is jammed.
Oh, man, I need to go on the Ethernet to solve this one.
I just can't get into www.ryangphotography.com.
I can't, man.
I'm going to play Gay Robot for you guys.
You faggot.
You listen to Gay Robot. It's fucking funny.
Grobot.
This radio base is 28 Faction.
Gay Robot.
Pass the fucking ball.
What an idiot.
Fuck it. I'm going to get another beer. You guys want one?
All right.
Two, please.
Oh, boy. Hello? Yeah, cool. We're all just hanging out. All right. Bye-bye.
Who's that? Some chicks?
Nah, it was my neighbor. His robot's coming over.
What?
Yeah, he built a robot a while ago, and the robot came out gay.
Yo, we're out of Henny Buffers, so I grabbed a couple of goose heads.
Okay, that's cool. Wait, so the robot's gay?
Gay robot's coming over?
Yep.
Oh, dude, you gotta see this. He's insane with football stats.
No way. It's open.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, good to see you, gay robot.
Gay robot in the house.
Word up. What's the score, fuckers?
Giants are eating shit in the third quarter. It's 24-8 Miami.
Don't worry. The Giants have phenomenal fourth quarter numbers.
Really?
They'll come back and win by 3.
All right.
I love it.
Fuck you guys.
Sorry, buddy.
Who's the new guy?
Oh, that's my friend, John.
Hey, John. Sweet hat.
Thanks. What's going on?
You know, just chilling. Can I suck your dick?
What? No, he's okay, gay robot.
That was funny.
The gay robot gets a little horny because he doesn't know any gay guys around here.
Oh, I see.
Sorry.
Oh, I can't believe you dropped that. Do something, Henderson, you fat fuck.
Hey. That was very offensive to me.
Why? You're not fat.
I thought you said fag.
No, I wouldn't say that. I said fat.
Oh, sorry. I guess if you fist fuck me, we'll be even.
No, I'm not gay, gay robot.
I thought you said you were.
No, you know I never said that.
I know. I was just razzing you. Oh. Good times.
Yeah.
Good times, guys.
Gay robot's having a good time.
So how do you think the Eagles are going to do this season, gay robot?
Let's find out. Says here, due to injuries and erratic weather patterns, the Eagles will finish a dismal 7-9.
What?
No way. Deal with it.
The gay robot knows his shit, man.
Now will someone blow it on my face?
Nobody's gay here but you, gay robot, so let's just watch some football, all right?
Yes, man.
Look, I'm not here to bring the party down.
Okay.
It's just that I run on semen.
Right.
Without it, I could die. Please help me to live, fellas.
Come
jerk
on.
Off in my mouth immediately. Please, my circuits are shorting. I'm starting to fade already.
Oh, man.
Can see a light going toward it.
You're making this up, gay robot.
My bad, you got me. Good times, good times.
So does he eat food like us human people?
Yeah, he can eat food.
Hey, you want some tortilla chips, gay robot?
Sounds great, John. Can I dip them in your ass?
Oh, I'm all set, thanks.
Oh, what the fuck? The reception's all fuzzy.
Are you kidding me?
Don't panic, I can fix this.
Oh, hey, that's right, I love it. Work your robot magic. Fix that shit, buddy.
Okay, here's the problem.
My man, what is it?
Your cock's not in my asshole.
Oh. Maybe you should go home and take a cold shower, gay robot.
All right, I'll go. We'll just whack each other off and I'll bail.
Not gonna happen.
Please.
Goodbye.
Fuck you.
Later, gay robot.
See you, pal.
Late. Oh, no. Look what happened. My robocock fell out of my pants.
Oh, shit. He's got a boner.
Taste this.
Gay robot.
Man.
Later, thanks.
Action, baby.
Nice, good.
Now back to
Radio Bam.
Do you think that was funny?
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Dico, what do you think about that article?
Did you
like
it, Shitburn?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. When he said dip something in his asshole.
What do you think about that article?
Oh, listen to this.
It's pretty good.
Here's the best. So I'm in L.A., and I have to wake up at 7 in the asshole morning to do like a K-Rock interview thing, and they invite me to a party at the Playboy Mansion.
You're a lucky fuck.
So listen, it gets worse.
Worse? How's that get worse? Yeah,
so
I hate that.
That life sucks.
So finally, I did a Billy Idol video all day, and it'll be out soon, but I filmed all the way till like midnight, so I just made it to the Playboy Mansion at midnight. I go there. It was the worst thing ever.
Are you seriously on drugs right now?
It was a fucking sweeper party.
What's that?
Like a sweepstakes party. Like kids called up K-Rock, answered a right question, and then they got a once-in-a-lifetime deal to come and hang out at the Playboy Mansion. So it's just a dick farm, like 200, like, basically
12-year-old boys.
who like... Holy shit, it's Bam! Like, yo, it ain't really you. Yo, do something. Prove that it's you.
Doug's my cousin, Nebraska.
Dude, it was the most annoying, frustrating thing ever, and I was boxed in, so I couldn't get out. So I was stuck there till like 3 in the morning. It was the worst ever.
He says boxed in, but I bet there was like a hot 12-year-old chick there you were into, and that's why you didn't leave.
Yeah.
No, like, I will kill you.
It's like, a concert,
it's like, yeah, that's it, man. That's the whole reason
it's time to say bye.
Don't touch me there.
Don't touch me.
Shitbird,
say bye.
What if we don't want to say bye?
Bye. You have
bye.
To.
Oh, Shitbird.
Can I play that international noise conspiracy before we go? Good. So, fuck, man? Say bye.
I'm going to Al's Cabaret. You guys do what you want.
I know
want.
I'll legalize. Fuck
off. You're an idiot. I'm out of here. Later,
see
guys.
All you serious
legalize.
People in a bar or something.
Bye bye.
The first day of first grade. Uh-huh. Fucking school sucks.
Hey, can I throw a shout out?
Fucking die!
Make sure Wednesdays you show up to Camel Toe over there and by the ShopRite because they got the.
I'm Thirsty Camel by
man,
the ShopRite.
Thirsty Camel Toe, the man. They got lingerie lunch.
Lingerie lunch.
I don't want that
shit
near my
food, shout out. Shipbird lunch.
And thanks for the special appearance by Vos.
Yeah,
bye. Narkeel's very own. All right, so I'm saying bye. This is International Noise Conspiracy called Smash It Up.
Later on, fuck
this is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Later.
Later.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.